Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We have with us on today, this afternoon, and I know she's running and busy, but she took the time out to share with us on Sister Talk. Dr. Karstar Finn, Superintendent of Atlanta Public Schools, a pleasant good afternoon to you. How are you?
Thank you. I always
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole. Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for WAOK. We want to be
yes.
on point always, and you're the lady to come to.
Well, thank you. We are so glad to have you sharing with us. Talk to us about, and I know I'm going to get into a lot of the work that you do, but talk to us about what you all are doing there in the Fulton County as it relates to the education of the students and making sure that they are learning from home.
Yeah, so, you know, Atlanta, the city of Atlanta is a unique district. We are both Fulton County and DeKalb County. We have both of the counties come into the city of Atlanta. So as Atlanta Public Schools, the system for our city, we typically are sandwiched between what's happening in those two communities in addition to our school system. So things kind of got accelerated for us when we saw in Fulton County schools the first cases of COVID-19 or the coronavirus emerge. And when that happened on our, you know, on one side of the district, and then on the other side of the district, we were hearing about cases breaking in DeKalb County too. It became clear to us that Atlanta Public Schools and the city of Atlanta would be in a spot where those pressures were going to come into our space. And so we were very fortunate that we were able to close the entire school system before a coronavirus case actually emerged in the district. So staff and students were able to go home and self-quarantine, you know, kind of stay away from each other at least long enough for us to stamp down where we could any potential spread for the virus that may have come through our engagements as a public school system. Now, since that time, we've had three confirmed cases, employees in our district. But because there was such minimal contact with students, very minimal contact with staff or something that would have spread system-wide, we have been able to make real-time adjustments to the work we're doing while school is closed to be able to mitigate more around those areas where we may have had vulnerabilities. So it's been It's been a challenging time, as you can imagine.
Yes.
A lot of big stuff has been put on our plate that, in my opinion, kind of exceeds the original mission or the capacity of the school system. But we are trying to help where we can.
Are there some core staff members that are still reporting to work, or they're doing a lot of telework? Okay.
Yeah, so it's a mix. So, you know, ATS has about 6,000 employees. Half of those employees are what we call sort of the teaching, instructional leadership side of the camp. Those would be your teachers, your paraprofessionals, your principals, folks like that. On the other side, we have what we call support staff. Those would be people like your food and nutrition workers, your custodians, your facility workers, your bus drivers. So we're split about 50-50 in the type of staff we have to be able to run what we call a public school system. It's the support staff of the team right now that is still on the front line. We are preparing meals every day. We are putting together technology every day. We are absolutely in our buildings cleaning every day. And so they're not only doing the work to prepare something, but if you're in technology, if you're in transportation, or if you're in a cafeteria, you're also distributing the food. So we have a lot of volunteers because we've said to all of our staff, no one in APS must come to work. What we've asked for our essential staff to come to work, and even within that, they can volunteer. We're telling anyone who is older or self-identifies as older, has a pre-existing health condition, or has any of the other concerns that the CDC has outlined as being a vulnerable part of the population, and especially if you feel sick, don't come to work. And so we basically are working with a staff that is coming to work every day, but volunteering to do it. They're wearing gloves. We're wearing masks. Starting today, we're adding more health and safety protections. But as far as I'm concerned, the angels and saints of Atlanta Public Schools are those support staff members who are absolutely, potentially putting themselves at risk so that people can have food, so that students can telelearn. They're doing all the backroom work for paying staff and making sure that we're getting the supports that we need. I mean, there are some people out there who are the backbone of Atlanta right now, serving people who need food at the largest capacity here in the city.
Right. There are so many children who don't have meals and are depending on the school system to provide those daily lunches for them. And I think that is just exceptional. Did you ever
I want to say one thing. You know, it's bigger than that. The government actually approved or waived the students in Atlanta Public Schools guidance. In other words, we serve any child in the city of Atlanta.
Wow.
Any child under the age of 18 has been eating the food prepared and distributed by Atlanta Public Schools. You don't even have to be an APS student, and you don't have to be in our schools to receive the meals. That's number one.
That's good.
And number two, the government has also waived the requirement that it be handed just to a child. So now anyone can come to our distribution sites or up to any of our school buses or walk up to any of the schools that are preparing the food and receive food from Atlanta Public Schools.
That is great. I'm so glad it has been extended. Coming up, we're going to ask Dr. Starfin, what are some of those distribution sites? And also, I want to find out, did you think that initially when you closed the schools because of COVID-19, that it would be extended as long as it has so far? We'll talk about all of that and more. Stick around. More to come. It's Sister Talk on Point with Wanda Lynn Stokes right here on News and Talk 1380 WAO. Okay. Dr. Starfin, tell us about when this first happened. Did you ever think that this epidemic would become a pandemic and affect the school systems worldwide as it has?
Well, I think that what I saw, actually, I think I got pretty pretty concerned. It was around Valentine's Day. I had a really good friend who was so excited about, I think it was her first trip to Italy. She was all excited about going. And while she was there, the one thing she went to go see was Carnival, their version of Mardi Gras.
Okay.
And while she was there, they shut down Carnival because the spread was so rampant and people were getting so sick so fast. And that was my wake-up call, even though we had been reading about it and seeing what was happening in a very, I think, typical way. You think, that's not going to happen to me or us, or, you know, surely this will get resolved before it makes it to the borders of the United States. And in very quick order, when I thought about, there she is in Italy, being exposed to the virus, and she is going to fly home, right?
Because right.
Everybody was allowed to fly and travel still at that time. I thought within days, she's likely bringing it back to the United States. And it was my sort of personal, but then it quickly shifted to professional wake-up call that we needed to get prepared for the worst. And as soon as we were back that Monday for school, I pulled the team together and said, it's official. We need to prepare for the day we have to close Atlanta Public Schools, and that's going to come a lot sooner rather than later. And most people believe, like, we're going to get through the end of the school year. This is a little too aggressive. But I'm a pretty, like, well-read person. I make sure I put my eyes on at least three different newspapers a day.
Yes.
Including, you know, in addition to my local paper. And I have friends all over the world. And pretty much the message was consistent. This is terrible. It is unpredictable. No one knows how it's going to act and behave. And it's just a matter of time, not if it's going to happen. It's a when it's going to happen. And are you prepared for the worst? And so we actually started moving on that. I had a lot of pushback, make no mistake. I remember even talking to my superintendent friends when I was like, hey, y'all, I think we're going to close APS before we have a case. And I just remember that conversation like yesterday. It's sort of like a bad weather day, right? No one wants to be the first district to have to close over ice or pretend snow in Atlanta. So everybody was like, no, please don't close unless you have a case. Like, we're not really having a conversation, are we? Because that's where everyone was just a little while ago. They couldn't imagine that we would mitigate. And by mitigation, I mean cut it off before it starts. And because prevention was a lost cause, you know, trying to somehow contain was an absolute, you know, ridiculous notion because it was already spreading all over the world. So for us, it was, my mind was, we can't do prevention. We can't, you know, stop it from happening. So you have to mitigate as quickly as you can to do your part to stop the community spread. And the only way from where I sit and my responsibility in this world was to shut down the school system. We were prepared as soon as the governor was talking at the podium about what he was, you know, basically not directing districts, but giving people kind of general permission. We were ready to go. I did want everyone to come back to school on the Friday because he did it on a Thursday, so that we could hand off as much technology, as many books, as many, you know, what we call consumables. That's like paper, the paper stuff, copies and books and things of that sort. But yeah, we were, I'd even talked to people about, can we like empty your snack closet? Like just give the kids all the food you can stuff in their pockets and backpacks as they're walking out the door. Because in 72 hours, we were going to have to stand up a virtual school system.
Wow. That's amazing that you were ahead of the game and being proactive.
So it doesn't feel like it. Oh my goodness. I still feel like I'm sucking wind. You know, it's like for all that preparation, I was like, my goodness. I'm not sure I would have been better off just putting my head in the sand. Because like without a lot of coordination, I think this is the vulnerability that people, it's got to be so hard, but it's so hard to be the one that has to make the decision.
Yes.
But I do think there's a right and a wrong. And part of what, you know, we are seeing is that Atlanta will simply be vulnerable if everyone around us isn't acting in the same way.
That's so, exactly right.
You know, what I see on social media makes me so mad. I don't mean to be a bossy boots. Mm-hmm. It's not my place to tell everybody what to do, but I am shocked when I see on a social media, college students having massive parties. I get it. They're outside, but they're all together.
Right,
they're
right.
Distancing. It's so irresponsible. I've seen kids go to basketball courts and parking lots in packs.
Like, oh, wow.
40 kids. I've seen, and I love my sisters, but I have seen even some of our sororities and fraternities and, associations and, you know, social groups and, you know, and community groups, but they'll go out to our school, like football fields and practice fields, and still have like large, close, like picnics and parties.
Oh, no. Oh, wow.
So I've seen on social media parents having sleepovers with 28 kids in a basement for a dance party. We have got to get serious about what it means, what we know about the virus. It is when you're in close contact with people and you are your saliva, you are close enough where you are passing it to the other person through a nose, a mouth. It just doesn't make any sense to me the way some of the things I've seen out there actually happen. It's shocking to me that we're not being more serious. If you can make decisions for yourself, but think about the people who can't protect themselves, who
right.
are vulnerable, like the elderly, you know, like the medically compromised, you know, like the people who are on the front lines trying to do work in protective gear. But the more you're out there putting pressure on the hospitals and the doctors and the nurses, the more you are making your community weak and you're jeopardizing their health and safety.
Yes, exactly.
We really do need to pull it together.
That's right.
And
that's right.
That's everybody of every age group.
That's exactly right.
It's shocking. It is just shocking some of the things I've seen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.